Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to, first of all, I want to give honor to my great pastor, Brother Grissom, for the guidance and the leadership that he has given, not only to me, but to other people in the church. He's a great man of God. He's a Christian. He's a real Christian. Doesn't matter if you see him at Athens Cafe, you see him at Walmart, wherever you see him at, he's a true Christian.
Yeah.
And I want to give honor to him and thank him for following after the Lord. And you can be seated. And asking me, on Sunday, he had asked me if I wanted to preach, and I was kind of like, are you serious? Me? You talking to me? You sure you want me to preach? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, let me go home and pray about it. And he said, well, you do that. He said, but God's already told me what your answer is going to be. So I was like, so I said, well, let me go home and pray anyway. So I had to pray about it and ask God to lead us and guide us here tonight. I've got about 12 pages of notes. So it may be 15 minutes, it may be 2 hours. So not really. I've only got two. So
well, that's enough.
Right. Hallelujah. I am a little nervous. So if I seem nervous, just worship with me anyway. I've got something that I believe the Lord has laid upon my heart, and I hope that I am a vessel that I can be used to portray it to you. If you will, stand for the reading of the word. Acts chapter 16, verse number 22. Wasn't that an awesome sermon by Brother Hart on Sunday night? The naked disciple. That was a attention getter right there. I was, whoa, what is this? But it was very, very good message by Brother Hart. Very good message. Awesome move of the Lord. Acts chapter 16 and verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off the clothes and commanded to beat them. Number 23. And when they had laid many straps upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. 24. Who have receiving such a charge thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast to the stocks. Verse number 25. This is the scripture that I want you guys to pay attention to. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Number 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, not the next day, not 2 or 3 hours, but it says immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were loosed. I want to challenge you guys tonight. I may say you guys a lot, and if I do, I'm sorry, but I'm used to working with you, so I'm saying you guys. Listen to me. So, yes, and gals. But I want to take my text from verse number 25, where it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas praised and sing praises. I want to challenge you to praise ye the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we ask you to touch the service tonight. God, we ask you, Jesus, God, to touch every heart, Lord God. Let me be a vessel, Lord God, that you are using, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch us. God, we ask you, Lord God, and we need you in our life, Lord God, more than we need air, Jesus. God, we ask you for the anointing of this service, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. This story in the Bible begins with the unjust arrest of Paul and Silas because they had just casted an evil spirit out of a girl. The local authorities beat them and then threw them into prison. Besides the trauma of the severe beating, they were fastened into stocks which clamped their arms and their legs in an immobile position, causing cramps and loss of circulation. The atmosphere there was very depressing. According to standards of that day, the prison was more like a dungeon. The prisons today some of the prisons today are better than the houses you live in. But back in those days, those prisons were prisons. Those were dungeons. A dark, damp, stench-ridden place with no facility for waste or comforts of any kind. They didn't have couches to go lay on. They didn't have, they didn't have a restroom to go use the restroom in. It was just open. So it was a very horrible, nasty atmosphere that they were in. But yet, in spite of the throbbing pain in their bodies and the disheartening atmosphere, at midnight, Paul and Silas were heard praying and singing praises to God. What a strange sound that might have been. They weren't used to hearing people praise God and sing and worship in that kind of atmosphere. They were used to hearing people cry out, crying, being beaten, hollering. They weren't used to hearing someone pray and singing praises unto God. Prayer and praise at a time like this, what were they thinking? Well, I'll tell you what they were thinking. They were thinking that they had a God that they knew that was greater than any situation that they had ever been in. And in a time like that, they had just been beaten. How many of you have ever been beaten in here tonight? Well, maybe you have been beaten, but maybe not like this right here. These guys were beaten and threw into prison. And in this kind of atmosphere, they knew that they had a God that was stronger than anything they were going to be facing. So they decided to start praying and praising God. And look what happened. They knew that they had to praise the one true God. What would have happened if they would have called on Buddha or Muhammad, something like that? You think something would have happened? I don't think so. Buddha died, and he's still in his grave. Sunday, we just had Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we know that God is alive in our lives, right? So we need to praise him any opportunity that we have. We can't just come to church and sit on the pews and just expect God to do a work in our lives. But we have to act. We have to praise. We have to worship him. The scripture says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. How many of y'all have saw all these kids walking around the church, worshiping God, praising God? Isn't that awesome? Some of you are thinking, oh man, that is awesome. Others are thinking, what are them kids doing? You know, they're just up here playing around. My son is the worst one. He, you know, runs from Ginger. I mean, they're just, you know, all over the church. Some of you parents, our elder parents, have children that are no longer in this church. You would love to see your child running around this place, worshiping God. So when you see these little kids do that, please don't have a bad attitude, because they are learning, and it's our job to teach them. So if we don't and walk around the church and worship with them, then they're not going to do it. But this is awesome that our kids can group and our youth are getting involved with walking and worshiping and praising God. I appreciate that. Thank you, youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All too often, praise to God is something that many people leave at church. An event that happens only when we come together with other Christians and saints. However, praise should be a part of our lifestyle, a part of our daily prayer life. If you're not praying every day, preaching to myself, okay? Man, I can... Never mind. You're right. I'm not the best at praying. I don't pray every single day. I don't pray like I should. I don't read my Bible like I should. But with God's help, I'm going to get better. So if you're in the same situation, join in with me. And let's try to do this every single day. Let's try to have a relationship with God. It needs to be a lifestyle. So if you're at work, if you're in your car, if you're at home, or anywhere, praises to the Lord brings the refreshing of the Lord's presence, his power, and his anointing. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing brings revival into your church. I believe Athens, Texas, this church is right in the middle of a great revival. In the last month, we've had 5 or 6 people get baptized, 6 or 7 receive the Holy Ghost. Some of them are kids. Some of them are kids that don't even come to church here, but they got invited, they came, and hopefully we can get their parents in here and get them filled with the Holy Ghost. But, whoa, before you say amen, listen to me. Before we can do that, though, we have to check ourselves. If someone walks in this church that doesn't smell right or doesn't look the Pentecostal walk, we need to check ourselves. Because did Jesus say, whoa, you can't come up to me because you're, you know, not like the rest of the disciples. You can't come close to me, little child, because, you know, you're not a part of the Pentecostal organization or you're not a Christian. We have to have a open heart. Amen. We have to have a hunger for revival within our church.
Right.
And if we don't have that, then how can we see revival?
Right.
So, when people start coming in this church that doesn't look right, that you know, may not talk right, that doesn't have the right clothes on or whatever, you know, they come in and, you know, whatever they come in, let's just, hey, that's the heavy tonight. Let's be friendly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, some of the most unfriendliest people that I know are Pentecostals, because they are so wrapped up in their own life, you know, and they're very selfish people. Let's don't be like that. Let's be friendly.
Amen.
All right? Psalms 91 and verse 1, it said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." It doesn't say beside, but it says under the shadow of the Almighty. So we have to abide under God. We can't be equal as God or try to be like Satan and be over God. Look what happened to him. Got kicked out of heaven. You don't want to get scratched out of the Lamb's Book of Life, do you? We have to be under God. We have to submit ourselves. And along with submitting yourself to God, you submit yourself to this man of God right here. He has been placed in your life as the shepherd to watch over your life. So sometimes God will give him things and tell him stuff for you. If he comes to you and says, "Hey, brother, you know, I think, you know, there's some things going on in your life that you might want to check yourself." Don't say, "Well, who is he to tell me that?" You know, we need to have a respect for our leadership. We just need to say, "Brother, thank you. Thank you for letting me know that. I'll check myself. I'll pray more." Because if you don't, I don't know exactly what's going to happen to you, but you better be careful. Okay? That's between you and God. All right? "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." Psalms 34 and verse number 1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Not on Sundays or not on Wednesdays or not on Friday nights or not just whenever I feel like it, whenever I come to church and, you know, feel like worshiping God. It's a sacrifice to praise. It's a sacrifice to worship. And God honors that sacrifice. Sometimes you may not feel like coming to church. Sometimes you may not feel like coming in here and you know, worshiping or doing the things that you know that you should be doing. But whenever you sacrifice, God sees that, and He will honor that. So you know what? Brother Hart really does not feel like praying, but look at him. You know, he's praying to me. He's worshiping. That's what we need to do. Day in and day out, continually be in my mouth. Some theories hold that a person's life is largely made up of attempts to win praise for their actions. This is true, right? Us as humans, whenever we do stuff, we like for people to say, "Hey, man, good job. You know, Brother Brandon, good job." But then, however, some people are less affected by this. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. Praise is a vehicle of faith, which brings us into the presence of God. So whenever we praise, we're not doing that for each other. We're not doing that for Brother Grissom, for Brother Hart. We're doing that to God. Our worship and our praise, all that is going straight up to God. And he tells all the angels, he's like, shh, 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 listen, listen, listen. Athens UPC is worshiping me. They're praising me. I want to hear this. Listen to him. Listen to him. So he stops whatever he's doing, and he listens to us. So it's important for us to praise and worship, right? Psalms 136 and verse number 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. In this verse, there are 26 of those. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. Evidently, they're trying to tell us something here. That his mercy endureth forever. How many of y'all are thankful for God's mercy? How many of y'all are still alive and in the church and in the house of God tonight because of the mercy of grace of God? Give thanks to the Lord, not only because he does good, but because he is good.
That's right.
Any situation, every situation that you battle in your life, and as a young person, I know it's hard to believe. They think I'm old. Yeah, right. 31 years old. I'm not very old. You know, I was in high school, so I understand what they're going through. Maybe not as bad as what they're going through, but I was there. Any situation that you're in your life, God is good. All the time, God is good. Psalms 146 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. That's what we have to have in our heart and in our soul, is praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalms 147 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. Not unto the God or that God or their God, but unto our God. He is our God. And if he's not your God, he can be your God tonight. God can come into your life and he can change you. And Cody can tell you that. He's a changed person because God has come into his life. Hallelujah. Psalms 148 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. There's a pattern here, right? He's telling us to praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149 and verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. We're in a congregation tonight. We need to sing unto the Lord a new song. We need to come up with something in our own personal life that we have a relationship with God, that we praise. Sometimes you don't feel like praising. I mean, you just don't feel like it. But whenever you praise, the anointing will come upon your life. I don't know about y'all, but that's what I hunger for, is the anointing on my life. And the will of God working in me and working through me. I pray all the time, God, guide my footsteps. Lead me, God, because if I'm not in your will, I'm out there on my own. It's like me being out there in the forest, completely dark, without a flashlight. You know, I'm just, you know, not sure exactly where I'm going, stumbling around. I want the will of God in my life. I want him to guide me and lead me through every path. This is going to be short, I told you. Sit the heart, we come to the piano, please. Psalms 150 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his praise, of his power. Verse number 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. How great is our God?
Amen.
Our God is great. Verse number 3. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high-sounding cymbals. Verse number 6. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's what we need to do here tonight. We need to praise the Lord because he is good. God, you are so mighty, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Jesus. Please stand. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
You may not feel like being here tonight, but you start praising God, and there is no telling what God will do in your life.
Hallelujah.
Praise him through the storm. There was a big storm that came through Monday night and last night. Big storm. A lot of people were scared. In your spiritual life, whenever you go through a storm, you're scared. And if you ain't got God in your life, you're on your own. So tonight, you need to make a decision in your life. If you want to have God walk with you, or if you want to walk on your own. And you do that by praising the Lord. You do that by praising Jesus and worshiping him. His altars are open for anyone who wants to come down and start a new relationship with God. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter the relationship that you have with the President of the United States. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship you have with anyone else. But whenever you have that relationship with God, that's all that matters in your life, is the relationship with God. If you will, please come. Thank you, Jesus. God, have your way, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you, Jesus. Merciful, Lord God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end.